love will find a way.
It's Rick Braun. Love will find a way. Yes. Now, we are back. Hey, welcome everyone. Are you ready? I said, are you ready for the Boomerang Radio Show? All right. Good afternoon, all. Good afternoon. I see my panel there. Let's see. I see, what is two-thirds of my panel? I see Danny Tisdale and Reverend Dr. Demery. Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, doing great.
Very good. Hey, Danny. Now you're in Texas now. Any rain there? Is it raining there in Texas?
It is not in my area.
Okay. And I know it never rains in Southern California, so no need of me ask you that, Dr. Demery. No rain. Well, I wish I could export some of that from here to there. We're experiencing quite a bit of rain, and that's okay. That's okay. The ground needs that, but what's not needed, and I think we don't know. I know Mother Nature, God is so powerful, so we don't know about these storms. But what we do know is that there is a such thing called global warming. Okay, that's what I know. Now, a lot of people, you have some people depend on their lack of information, lack of knowledge, or even maybe their political stances will say, hey, there's no such thing as global warming. But I'm sure Danny Tisdale and Dr. Demery can address that, because I remember growing up on the East Coast. When I was a kid, we didn't even have an air conditioner in our house. Okay. But I tell you what, you will find very few houses that don't have air conditioners here now. Now even in Washington State, I remember visiting my brother. He was at McCord, Air Force Base, in Washington State in Tacoma. I believe that's in Tacoma. Is that correct, Dr. Demery?
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah, McCord. And, as a matter of fact, it's a joint base, but perhaps you can say that because there was an Army base right next door. But anyway, I visited him one summer. I left, Southern California, and it was 100+. Okay. It was steaming. And I got to Washington State, and, man, it was a nice 80, 75, 80 the entire time I was there. And so I was asking my brother, I said, you don't need the air up here, do you? He said, we don't even have one. And they didn't have it. But here recently, I understand that people there in Washington State, they are needing that too. We also know about over there in the UK, over in England, I think there were only 5% of the housing there or the homes there had air conditioner. But I think things are going to change rapidly there as well. And so the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the topic today, I've been posting over the last 4 or 5 weeks, though, about how important your vote is. And so a lot of people that's making decisions about our climate, inflation, women's rights, people's rights in general. And we see those things are vastly going away, due to some nefarious characters that have been elected. So your votes really, really mean a lot. And so today I want to talk about some of the top stories that's going on. Of course, our heart and prayer goes out to our brothers and sisters. And I mean that, our brothers and sisters, I mean all of them, okay? And I'm not talking about any color, I'm not talking about any particular race, I'm not talking about anything, right? Except for in Christ, we're all brothers and sisters, and so our heart and prayers go out to them. The devastation there, Danny, has been enormous. Now, I don't know whether you have a family in those areas that's been affected or not, and maybe they have shared some things with you if that is the case. But the devastation, I looked at that. And we can't forget our brothers in Puerto Rico as well, because earlier before it hit Florida, if we remember, folks, Puerto Rico was hit again We remember the devastation that happened, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Which hurricane was that that hit Puerto Rico about 4 or 5 years ago? Danny, you remember? What's the name of that one?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was a very devastating and awesome storm that was during the Trump administration, right?
It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he decided to go down and toss paper towels at someone for a photo shoot. Yeah, okay. All right. And so, now a lot of people don't care for Joe Biden. Okay. Now, many of us who voted for him say, well, man, perhaps you could do, or you could have done a lot more. You could have. And see, we don't know. Now, I tell you what, I'm looking at the, legislation that he's passed, Dr. Demery, over the last several months. And that's a ton more than the other guy did in 4 years. And he wants to come back for four more. I don't see how that should be allowed at all anyway. But anyway, the storms, like I said, Puerto Rico, they haven't even recovered from that first one we were talking about. They really haven't hadn't fully recovered from that. And so they get hit again. And then Florida is absolutely incredible. I have some friends down in Florida, in the Tampa area. And one of my friends would tell me that they escaped it, in his particular area of Tampa. They escaped it. I don't know about Tampa itself in whole, but around there, it looked like Puerto Rico. If you look at the various areas that were really struck, and you had death and destruction, and it's absolutely crazy. And something else, you guys can jump in and just talk about this a little bit. The thing about that, you guys know that me having being in business with insurance, and I tell you, in many, many cases, I really don't like the way insurance companies do their business. I really don't, because you have to pay premiums, and then you pay these high premiums, and premiums are going up, and they are even reluctant, and they will nickel and dime you, okay, because they want to keep – they don't want to pay you as much as they should in many cases. The reason why I bring this up, in that area down there, in the Florida area, you can't buy flood insurance. You can't even buy it. I think there's only a couple of insurance companies left. A lot of them won't even sell it. Hurricane insurance, you can't get that in some cases. And those companies that do sell it, their premiums are so high. I heard something about like $35,000 a year. Now, if you are living on a medium or a low income, Dr. Demery, how is that going to be affordable for you? How could that be affordable? So you've saved all your life. You have a home, whatever it is, but now you can't protect it because you can't get insurance. You certainly can't protect it against the weather that we've been getting, the devastating weather. And I think it has intensified over the years. So, Dr. Demery, I'd like to have your take. Could you jump on in?
Well, I was just going to say real quick what Kamala Harris, the vice president, was saying, that they're going to give, I think it's upwards of $40,000, which is really still not enough, and that the poorest people that need it the worst are the ones that either get it last or get it when the resources have run out. So I think she... right, and the Republicans were misquoting what she said when she said people of color get the wages coming towards the end of the process. So that's what she was trying to explain, and the Republicans took it completely out of context. I can't remember what that one senator's name was. They interviewed him on Face the Nation this morning, and they just took completely out of context what she was saying. But you know, even still, though, $40,000, is not a lot of money for a $300,000 or $400,000 home.
No, not at all. You know, and I tell you, I'm glad you mentioned it, Danny, because we find, you know, this is really, really crazy, folks. Again, that's why I'm trying to drive this point home. Get out and vote. That's the only tool that you have against, and to perhaps put someone in that's looking out for you. It is absolutely crazy with some of these things that the politicians are spewing out of their mouths. It is nuts. And now they, Dr. Demery, they take things out of context on purpose. You know, it's just like many people, Danny, they will take the Bible, a Bible verse out of context to use for their own purposes. We know that. They will not read the entire scripture. They will take a portion of it to suit whatever point they want to get across. Well, same thing with our politicians. And the garbage is that a lot of people look at their politicians, their representatives as being, number one, intelligent. Oh, he's got to be smart. He's a congressman or he's a senator. Oh boy. And they look up to these people, you know, and they're being led just like the Pied Piper. Okay. And so these guys, they use the public, and their own constituents, to reach whatever goals that they want to reach. And most of them aren't even for, the public, right? It's not for, because, you know, they'll get up and come, they make these campaign promises, okay? And look at, I can't think of a useful piece of legislation that the Republicans have even proposed or passed in the last six years or so. Danny, your take.
Well, you know, it's true that, I don't know if I can say, there seems to be a wave of anti-democratic mindsets and controlling of certain things and the parties that exist. And it's very unfortunate because it's going to require a degree of unity again to get anything passed and get it through Congress and through the House and whatever. But the separation of what we've experienced over the last several years is incredibly unfortunate for people within the United States. And it shouldn't be that way. But big money, lots of money, dark money, different things that are going on, all this stuff needs to be controlled. And it doesn't seem to be as under control as it should be.
You're exactly right about it. Hey, Dr. Sims.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I know you picked up on most of the conversation here. We were talking about the devastation that's going on up and down the East Coast. We did mention Puerto Rico. I think it's important for us to keep that on, keep our brothers and sisters in mind there as well. And this thing about, our vote. I can't drive it home enough. And I'm saying this is really the only tool that we as citizens have. Now, if you don't think it's important, then you look at what's going on in other countries. Now here, I think things are not as overt as it is in places like, China, Russia. The sham vote that they took in Ukraine about they annexed or took over or claimed victory and over four major counties or cities. I don't know how it's divided up over there in Ukraine. Well, cities in Ukraine, they've claimed it as their own. It was a sham vote. They walked in with rifles to these homes and said, okay, who are you going to vote for? Now, somebody comes to you with an AR-15 and hand you a ballot and ask you who you're going to vote for, I think it's a good chance you're going to vote for the way they want you to. What would you say, Dr. Sims?
Well, yeah, that, and you know what? Signs of the Times is here, and I saw that too. I've been kind of following the news in regarding this matter, but, and I know Dr. Demery has said it many times. It's just signs of the times. It is what it is, and it's becoming a dictatorship, and it's not, it's in America too, not just the Ukraine. It's just very subtle here. But it's going to be more defined because I believe even though we're required to vote and what have you, and you know, I gave you my theory on the whole matter. Who's to say who we voted for? Okay. And I stand on that. Yes, they give us that option to vote. Yes. And that's fine. But it is still coming to the one world government. It is coming to that. It is what it is. It cannot be denied. Revelation talks about it. Okay. History talks about it. It's getting to be a dictatorship. It is what it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if somebody put a gun to your head, and that's what it's getting ready to come down to, it's getting ready to come down to, if you don't have the mark of the beast on your hand, you can't buy or sell. That's biblical. Okay. It should not be, surprising to everyone, but it's going to be to a point where you're going to make a choice. Either you're going to serve their rule or God's rule, period. Okay. That's what it is. That's why people need to fortify themselves. And I have to always bring it back to the biblical terms. If you do not have a stable relationship in the Lord, you're going to bite anything. Okay. And we are such a spoiled people, period. If we don't have, today, I may be going off the mark a little bit, but today, who is fortifying themselves in case we have a famine? Who is getting things together in case we have a total market crash? Who is the fortify? Because we are taking things for granted, okay? We are not suffering as much as the Chinese. They are suffering over there. They're going through hell. They may not be recording it much, but they're going through hell, okay? And those two powers, Putin and China, are they really doing some loud talking, okay? Mm-hmm. Period. And a lot of this stuff is bullying tactics. And guess what? America's in for it, too. America's in for it, too. The Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. So everything that they put out, guess what? It's going to come back, too. Okay, even on America. So I think, folks, that we need to really start looking towards heaven, period. I know we have a choice to vote. Yes, do vote, because I vote all the time. I vote every time the vote is out there to vote. I'm not saying not to, but I'm telling you, don't depend on it. That's what I'm telling you. Because today, the signs of the times is telling us, I mean, we could talk about the Marjorie Greene, whoever, you know, and all of them crooks up there. But they've been up there. They've been up there. This is nothing new. We act like we're so surprised. Give me a break. Okay? If you've been paying attention, I mean, we could talk about this issue until Jesus comes. Does it resolve anything? No, it does not. It does not resolve. In fact, it's going to get worse. Period. I'm a realistic individual. Do what you're supposed to do and vote. Yes. While you have this freedom, do it. Yes. Do not walk away from it. Yes. Declare your voice. Yes. I'm all about declaring the voice, whether it's heard or not. Still declare it, right? So, I mean, in the past, we've had times where we changed things, but folks, it's getting to the point where you can share your voice all you want to. It's going to get like what Putin is doing over there. He's going to put a gun to you and say, now, what did you say? Okay. And if you don't have the balls to say it, I'm sorry. If somebody gets offended, it is what it is. And I'm using that as a metaphor term. Come on. And I'm sorry. I'm with men. Y'all forgive me. Please forgive me. Okay. I didn't mean to. But
no, you don't have to apologize.
Well, this, and it's the way I'm feeling, is because we've got too many weaks and wimps running around tooting and honking their horn. And first thing, something hit them really hard. They're ready to retreat and hide. People talk a real good game all the time. All the time. But proof is in the pudding and doing. And guess what, folks? Because we always doing this right here and haven't been doing, guess what? We're going to head towards that place where they're going to take advantage of us. They're going to make you either do one or the other. It's going to be a forced situation. This ain't nothing new. Russia's going through it. It's just the trickle-down effect, William. That's what I believe.
Yeah, you're right. And now I tell you something. I do agree, because there are some tricky things. See, this is the thing about it. There are some nefarious things going on. The sleight of hand situations that's going on. And I'm telling you what's going to happen if we don't vote. It's definitely going to go in that direction that you're saying, that it's going to be. I wrote this down even before you said it, and you had no idea. We didn't even speak before the show. We didn't talk before the show, rather. I had on my list now here, New World Order. One World Order, so the same thing. And that's where you are forced to have one church, one God, form of currency, and you are marching. You have to follow the marching orders. the drum beat of whoever that king or dictator is. And you are so right. What I find really strange, Danny, is that, and it's not so strange. Yes, it is. And let me get to my point here, that you find these, some of your congressmen and your senators and things like that, and mostly on the Republican side, what I can see. Now, if and there's some Democrats over there too to take dark money. You mentioned that earlier, Danny. There are Democrats that take dark money. There's one right next door here in Virginia. I mean, West Virginia. Okay. A mansion. Okay. Oh, shucks. I mean, you would, if you didn't know, if he wasn't registered Democrat, you would think that he's a Republican. But the thing about it is that you have to look, and you have your, like you said earlier, you talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, you got your Matt Gaetz, your Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, I mean, Mitch McConnell, oh, Lord, Lindsey Graham. These people, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, all of them, and there's more. Josh Hawley, they are all snakes. And I'm wondering at some time, I says, wait a minute, hold it. And if you notice information they put out, they are pro-Putin. They praise him. Mm. They praise him. I had a clip, I'm going to see if I can find that also, about how we all thought that, hey, wait a minute, hold it. This guy, and we talk about 45, okay, I don't even like calling his name, he is in bed with Putin. We knew that.
No, for sure.
We knew that the first day. Yet, and the Mueller report, if you notice how Jim Jordan and all these, the Russia hoax. It was not a hoax, folks. If you were able to decipher what was in that report, it pointed directly to Trump and Putin being linked together. Lockstep. Mm. And I mean that term purposely. Lockstep. Okay. They've got youngsters out here now that are, in some of our schools over here, and with the Nazi salute. What kind of garbage is that? Okay. At the same time, they're talking about, okay, we need to protect our kids, but you won't do anything about gun rights. Okay. Mm-hmm. You won't even put a ban on anyone under 21 getting an assault rifle. Nobody. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're 18 or 88. You don't need an assault rifle. You do not need an assault rifle. Dr. Demery can tell you, he can tell you the devastation that those rifles would do. Oh, I needed to hunt. No, you don't, because look here. The meat won't be edible. Okay, you've been destroyed to meat. Okay? Mm. Or you go out there and shoot a bull or a pig or whatever it is. You had Marjorie Greene doing a commercial the other day. Now I'm wondering what's going on here. And she's shooting wild hogs out of a helicopter. Well, I don't know if she actually shot it or not, but she did shoot the gun and had the scope on out of the helicopter. And I came to one conclusion here. I've come to several. These clowns here are in it for themselves. They get into politics so they can make money. A whole lot of them come in there with holes in their shoes, and they leave out millionaires.
But
okay,
wait, is that anything new?
No. But I don't want. Well, it is to a lot of people, because a lot of people do not read the newspaper. A lot of people don't pay attention to the news. I tell you what, you ask a great percentage of the people here in this country, did you see what happened in the news last night? No, I don't watch the news. That's what I'm saying, Dr. Sims. See, we can't assume that everybody knows what we know, because they don't. They don't pay attention. They're not interested in it. They would rather do something else. But some folks, we need to pay attention to what's going on around us, because it affects everything. And if you have children, they're being affected and infected by this garbage that these guys are doing. So no, Dr. Sim, no, it's not new. I knew that. You knew that. Danny knew it. Dr. Demery knew it. But a lot of people do not know it. And that's the purpose of this show, to remind us that do know, remind us what's going on, because we tend to forget, or next day we'll bring on another challenge so we do not remember what the challenge was the previous day, right? And some just simply do not know.
And some want to stay stuck on stupid on purpose because it causes them. Right now, I saw a report on how the anxiety and the depression rate has gone sky high among the young adults because of and the uncertainty of their future. So they are following. We can't make that total disclaimer. I'm not saying that you are, but they are following, and it's causing them a lot of anxiety, mental health issues because of the instability of what's going on in the economy. Also, the lying that's going on in the White House. This is a generation who is not ignorant concerning a lot of things. The Bible talks about them that they're weaker and wiser. They may not be saying much of anything, but they are watching. And I'm not saying everybody, because we can't put everybody in the same pot.
No, you can't.
I'm not trying to do that. But we have some young people who can come and tell you what's going on because they are really paying attention. They're looking over at things that are shifting, even on social media, the type of dialogue. And also last night I wanted to watch a movie, and a lot of these movies are telling you exactly what they're getting ready to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's amazing. I said, they didn't just think of this 2, 3, 4 years ago. This is something that's been in a plan. And what we're talking about today, I saw something last night. I just kind of sat there for a minute. They faked the funk regarding a pandemic type thing and poisoning of the water and all sorts of things going on. And we think, well, this is just, it's not live, it's fake. But it makes you wonder just how malicious our government is. And I'm not talking about just Russia, I'm talking about here too. And a lot of people are afraid to do that. I was sitting down, you know, I talked to the Lord a lot and said, why are people so afraid? It's because fear has been instilled in us down through the years. We've been brainwashed with this stuff that we have no right to speak, just like we're speaking on the radio, William. And I understand that we have to say these things for people to get an enlightenment. But my thing is, we need to take it another further. What are we going to do about it while we're talking about it?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. That's why we need to vote, because that's the only tool that we have. And also not only voting, but we need to educate ourselves and educate our children. Now, you mentioned something earlier about our children are paying attention. Yes. Some are very concerned about their future. Mm-hmm. Some aren't, and some are being brainwashed by watching the wrong things. Okay, I'll give you an example. Fox. Okay, the Tucker Carlson's and these other clowns that's on the Hannity and what's the other girl name? Laura Ingraham. Now, it depends on what our children are paying attention to. Okay? You can get good information or you can get bad information. And I'm going to tell you, those people there, and I'm going to say this, they should be locked up for inciting riots, inciting violence, and things of that nature, spewing lies. And it's just like that Jim Jones area where all these people were brainwashing and drinking the Kool-Aid. These people on Fox are drinking the Kool-Aid. And you got this QAnon thing that's going on right here, which 45 has endorsed. He's wearing QAnon pins, and they're out there giving that sign. Yes, some of these people, some of our young people are paying attention. Some aren't. And some have been indoctrinated to that dark world. I'm telling you what I see here. I'm telling you what
no,
I see.
I know that's the truth. They rather believe a lie than the truth.
That's what I'm talking about.
They gravitate towards darkness because they almost get instant gratification when they say, God, take too long. Okay, I'm just saying.
You're right. And let me just share something with you. Some people revel in the darkness. All right? And just like to me, for instance, the worst, and I'm not even calling it a holiday because I don't celebrate that particular day. Okay? And there are a few other pagan holidays that I don't celebrate. However, this one, which I absolutely despise, and that's Halloween.
Of course.
I do not like, but you know, you have a ton of young folks that will get dressed. I mean, we talking about with the makeup, with the blood dripping down the side of their faces. I mean, just looking as goonish as possible. Okay? And they get a kick out of that. I don't get a kick out of that, Danny. Okay? These people have been brainwashed for so many years. Last week we were talking about Santa Claus. And I mentioned that I have never, when I had my son and my daughter, I never had them to believe in Santa Claus. Absolutely not. I did not have them believing in the Easter Bunny. When the last time you seen a rabbit lay an egg? Okay. What about the Easter chicken? All right. That sounds more like it, or the Easter hen. All right. No. An Easter Bunny. And again, they believe in all of this stuff because this is what they're being taught. This is what they, on Christmas time, Danny, who are the children celebrating? They said they're celebrating Santa Claus. They're not celebrating the very person that the holiday was named after, are they? Where is my toy? Where's my new Xbox, whatever that is? How about my new iPhone? Okay. What about these things? And because they may not get this one or get the brand that they wanted, okay, then guess what? They throw a fit. But nobody says anything about God. That doesn't even come up in the conversation. Okay? And when someone asks, say, did you have a good Christmas? Did you get everything you wanted?
No. Well, it's so been commercialized by this Western existence that we live in that, you know, many don't really know the truth. Histories of these pagan worship things that have been convoluted into Christianity,
mm-hmm.
and the American way of living.
Right.
You know, it makes no sense for you to ever to teach anybody an untruth just because it's a good day to just spend a lot of money on Halloween and pumpkins and, and different things, you know, when you know the history of it.
That's right.
Great understanding that it's a celebration of the God of Samah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really evil type things, but people try to translate it and, oh, it's not harmful. We've been doing it all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mean that, right. You know.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, Dr. Dimmer was... let's see, we lost him here. Perhaps he'll be back. And he talked about the satanic history of the jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The jack-o'-lantern. Okay. But people don't know the history. This is what we're talking about. They have been indoctrinated. And you look at who are the people who participate most in Halloween? They're young folks. All right. And but now it is disguised well under these costumes, but also with the fact you're lured in by trick or treat the candy. OK.
I'm glad you brought it up because I was thinking about that, William, because they said that
please.
The candy has been dedicated for wickedness use purposes. If I can say that, it's because the rappers have the pictures of demonic things. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing how they'll take that same candy and they'll wrap it in these wrappers, and what they don't sell, they rewrap it. They're not throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
They'll rewrap it and make it for Easter.
Okay?
things like that. And so I have a real issue with that. And yeah, Danny is right on it about the demonic ramifications behind it. In fact, they make more into, give more honor to Halloween than they do to the resurrection of our Lord.
Of course.
Jesus Christ. It's just done got out of hand.
It is out of hand, Dr. Sims. You're exactly right. Both of you are exactly right about that. Because you are lured in. Now, you look at the heaviest shopping days. Okay, when people buy the most. What is that? Christmas time. Okay. Now, they go out, they spend a whole bunch of money for Halloween, too. Okay. And a lot of people, Easter, think about that. People who haven't been in church in 364 days show up that one.
Rock song. Come on.
Okay. I saw this brother on TV one day. I mean, no, it was on Facebook or something like that. And from head to toe, he was dressed in pink. I said, come on now.
Like looking like a canary.
Oh, and there you are, Dr. Dimmer. There you are. Yeah, we're talking about, yeah, I saw this brother. Yeah, he was dressed from head to toe in pink. Pink hat, pink shirt, pink suit, pink socks, pink shoes, and had enough to have a pink Volkswagen. I said, good Lord.
He stood out.
He stood out. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. It looked like he was going to a clown festival. It was just a doggone shame. It is absolutely incredible. But so what I'm saying is, and then if you look at how our kids bring up Halloween, Dr. Demery, Christmas time, right? And so they go up and they carry this thing. How long this has been going on from generation to generation to generation to generation to generation? Hey, what does Santa Claus bring you? Okay. I will never ask a child that. What does Santa Claus bring you? And don't ask my child what Santa Claus brought them, because I would jump into conversation. Because Santa Claus didn't work for this. And then I tell you what's also crazy. If you look at TV, Dr. Dimmer, come back to the screen here. Look at the TV. Christmas Eve. These clowns have the nerve enough to put a Santa Claus tracker on your TV. What it says, he just left the North Pole and now he's flying over Minnesota and he's flying. And you know, and you have children. Oh, okay. Oh, he's coming here next. He's coming here next. Look, I'm going to tell you, I told you I busted my parents when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I busted them. Okay. See, I didn't sleep a whole lot. So when they went to bed, I went to the room where I thought they had stored all the presents and everything.
That's why you kept getting the whipping. I just thought I threw it.
Yeah, you did. Well, let's put it like this. I was curious, Dr. Dimery. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Dimery, I was curious. I busted him. And from then on, I said, now, each year, I never said anything. Now, I was respectful. Okay. I didn't tell them that I knew they were lying to me. I didn't tell them that. Okay. Because I definitely wouldn't have gotten anything then. But so I did, Dr. Dimery. But I knew back then that look, Santa Claus was a fraud. It's a fraud. And that's something I that's not going to go away anytime soon. If it ever goes away, because people are too, it's too commercialized and people are too into things. Instead of the thing that keeps them breathing, the God that keeps them breathing and being thankful for what you got. Okay. So Dr. Dimery, we'd love to have your take on this.
Well, you know, it begins with teaching biblical truth. And because we know Jesus wasn't born in December 25th. Mm. You know, he was born in the springtime. So, you know, it begins there first. That's where the lie perpetuated from there. December 25th was brought up, you know, in the first and second, third century by the early church as a commercialized holiday. It had to do with Christ Mass, which the Catholic Church was doing, celebrating the Christ Mass, not Christmas, and it got, you know, converted into that. So if we start teaching kids the truth early on, they won't be confused.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, once you start telling a lie, then you got to tell another lie to back up that lie, and tell another lie to back up that lie. Before you know it, you done told 300 or 400 lies over 200 or 300 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's crazy. But you know, I always taught my daughter, I said, look, don't you believe in that mess. And I, the teacher get mad at me once because the teacher came to me and said, your daughter said Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. There ain't no such thing as Santa Claus. And all the kids got confused. I said, well, am I telling her the truth?
Right.
Am I lying? So, you know, I think we have to begin at the start to tell our kids the truth and teach them biblical truth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the whole thing about, you know, I am saddened. I'm almost brought to tears when I go into a black church and they got a white Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that just really, it almost hurts my heart.
It should.
Because, well, I mean, we know that Jesus wasn't blonde-haired and blue-eyed, looked like a surfer from Orange County, you know?
You're exactly right. Dr. Denver, I'm so glad that you brought that up because I was thinking the very same thing today. The very same thing today, I said, because I remember growing up in my church, which is not too far from here, and I believe they took that picture down a long time ago. I'm going to have to check. I haven't been to that church in a while. But anyway, I remember as I was a Boy Scout, and he was blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know, with European features. Oh, absolutely. And now, I'm going to tell you something else. Since we're on this Santa Claus thing here, so what you're telling me is that Santa Claus, okay, all right, you guys, you teaching that to your children and things like that. Well, and if it is true that that Santa Claus will bring gifts there, then Santa Claus discriminates.
Mm-hmm.
He discriminates, doesn't he? Because well, some children, now think about this.
So the bad and good, what mommy and daddy's report to Santa Claus, that's a lie that just keeps going and growing.
Look, no, I'm talking about you go to a rich neighborhood or you go to a better class neighborhood and this child got a whole bunch of presents, right?
Right.
You go to that black neighborhood where the child has been good because they want to be good, right? And they get one toy and maybe an outfit. So Santa Claus discriminates. So why don't we start start telling the truth? Why don't we start telling the truth? But see, I tell you what, it's so commercialized and people really don't believe, and these people, a lot of these people really don't believe in God anyway, so they don't care. Okay? They don't care. So they're going to keep it the way it is. But what I'm saying also, then we need to, folks, I'm going to get back again. I'm not going to get off of this soap here box here. We need to get out and vote. We have to get out and vote. Now, what does voting have to do with what we're talking about right now? A lot. Because I'm going to tell you something. Because if we are able to get the right people in and raise the minimum wage, $7 an hour. Now, I don't care where you live in this country.
I thought they raised it, William. I thought it's like $14 or $15.
Some governors or some cities and some companies have taken it on themselves to raise it, but it's not a national wage. Okay, it's not. No, ma'am. It is. You check it out. In some places, it's still $7 an hour. West Virginia, for instance, where Manchin is, and he refuses. He refuses to get rid of the filibuster so that bill, so it can be, so we can have a national increase as far as the minimum wage is concerned. No, ma'am. Some places are paying, $14 an hour. Some places are paying $15 an hour. Okay? Now, $15 an hour. It's hard to live off of that.
True.
All right? You're going to have two people making at least $15 an hour in order to make it out here today. Okay? But you have people that are working two and three jobs because they're only making $7 an hour off of one job. Okay? Now, and you take the restaurant industry. It's a shame the way they're being treated. Now, I haven't visited what their or know what their wages are right now. But I know at one point in time, the employer were paying, less than $7 an hour, and they depended on, and the waitresses and waiters had to depend on tips in order to make it. Okay? Had to pay
and
on tips.
I heard even those tips that at one time, because that was one of the downfalls of the waitress and waiter is that they put it all in one bucket and they would divvy it out evenly. And
right.
That wasn't fair to them.
That's exactly right. Because some people had a really good waiter and they want to leave them some extra money. And some people had an awful waiter, but everybody, they split it all up. And then the boss got away with it because he's only paying a couple of dollars an hour for this, for this cheap labor. And it's dependent on the customers leaving tips. Now you have some people out here that don't believe in leaving tips. Say, hey, I paid for my food, why should I tip it? So now a lot of what trick a trick that a lot of these restaurants have done right now. They include the gratuity or the tip in your bill. That's exactly right, folks. If you're not paying attention, I've seen it several times out here and back in California, and it would say 15% gratuity included. If you're not paying attention, okay. Now, what you might be doing, you might have that 15% gratuity included, and you're not knowing that, and you're going to leave a tip anyway.
Give them a tip anyway, because I've done it. Come on.
That's exactly right, folks. We've got to learn the tricks of these trades out here, and we have to call a snake. I don't know. What you call it, Dr. Sims? You say you got to call it out the way you see it? Or
don't get me started.
Oh, you got started on your show last Thursday. You got started back then. Okay, so.
Wait. Now, this is what Sunday. But anyway, I got the information for the minimum wage.
Go ahead.
The minimum wage in California is $15 per hour for employers with 26 or more employees.
Uh-huh.
And $14 an hour for employers with 25 or less employees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that is. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they're looking at the size of the business and whether the – and see, it's on the side of the business owner, whether they feel they can afford it or not. But I want you to check out what is the minimum wage in West Virginia. What is the minimum wage in Kentucky? What is the minimum wage in Arkansas? Okay, or Alabama? Okay, I know I'm throwing a lot at you right now. I know you can handle it, though. You can handle it. But so you have to think about this, folks. Now, why aren't – the people that's supposed to be representing you, fighting for you? And now you think about this. Some of the biggest welfare fraudsters in the world, they're in your Congress and your senators. Mm-hmm. The biggest welfare recipients, Danny, we know about in Dr. Demer, they're your congressmen and your senators. Because you know what? Welfare is somebody that is getting free money. They ain't doing nothing. Well, I think that defines our Congress and our senators. They aren't doing, and they have more vacations than anybody. I think they have another one coming up, or they're going on campaign tours or whatever it is, right? And these guys, and I tell you what, and this other person, Lauren Boebert, good Lord, who I think she may have had her high school GED by now. Okay. She's a congressman. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman, rather. She may have her high school GED, maybe. And also, if people don't, you have to pay attention who's there. That's why they need to be voted out. And so we have shows like this to say, okay, perhaps you hadn't voted in the past. Perhaps you have not. But because you didn't see, you said, well, nothing has changed. Well, nothing has changed because we hadn't have enough votes and put the right people in place to change it. And I'll tell you, what I do like that I'm learning more and more about are the progressive Congress people, the progressive senators, and they are too far and few between. And they are out there saying, look, we need this. We came to Washington, D.C. to make a change. And the only way they're going to get to Washington, D.C. if we vote for them. And I do understand what you're saying, Dr. Sims, that things look dire right now because it looks like they are going towards a more of a authoritarianism type
dictatorship.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're going towards that dictator. Well, let's use your word, dictatorship. Mm-hmm. And I cannot understand because Dr. Demery, you remember this. Okay, Dr. Demery.
I'm here.
You remember this. There was one time in this country where Americans despised communism. They despised what was going, the dictatorship type situation. They despised it. So I can't see how anybody can vote for somebody that's getting up there and spouting the same garbage, you know, Hitler did. Okay. Or, Putin does. Or is it Yi in China? Oh, and look at the president of Turkey. Okay, and I'm not too crazy about Egypt right now either. All these places over there, the women in Iran right now, they are sacrificing their own lives because they are tired of being under that authoritarianism. Okay? That autocracy. That dictatorship. They are tired of it. Okay? And if you look at it, and I guess, you know, they say, well, look, I'd rather die on my knees. I'd rather die than they live like this. I can't work. They don't want the women working. They don't want them educated. I think it was I think they finally were able to drive a car. Okay, over the last couple of years, but they're out there in the street, and those types of countries, they will kill you. They will kill you. People in Russia right now, they are many of them are upset right now because they, and this is what I also, Dr. Demery, you have men that are eligible to go into, well, Putin don't care whether you're eligible or even qualified to go into the army right now. He's just shipping a whole bunch of folks over there untrained, okay? They don't hate you, and most of them don't even have uniforms.
And
you
he's
know,
taking them out of the jails, too.
Out of the jails anywhere to fight this war, yes, okay? Is. He's calling up his own militias or whatever it is, okay, to do what he is doing. So, mm-hmm. folks, I'm going to tell you right now again, that's why I keep pushing this vote. I was talking to, I believe it was Ann the other day. Oh, by the way, Ann, you don't see her tonight because she is a meeting with some college recruiters for her son, her oldest son, AJ,
nice.
Today.
Nice.
Yeah, very good. I've talked to Dr. Joyce Harris, and she's is trying to recover from some things, devastating things that's been happening to her over the last couple of years. She just lost her daughter. She lost a grandson in the last couple of years and some other relatives. So she's been going through a lot. So, Dr. Harris, if you listen, our heart and prayers is going out. They're going out to you right now, my dear. So we're praying for you. And hopefully Sister Ladrina Moffitt would join us as well. You remember that young lady. And Dr. Demery, you remember her. She came on. We were talking about mental health awareness, and we did that segment on that. And then we're going to get back to that, too. We did four segments on mental health awareness. And do you know one of those clips? One show we did, we had over 27,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah, that was absolutely incredible. Those are the most views we've had in one particular show ever. And so we really appreciate you guys listening to us and sharing our information station with everyone. And again, so if you want to share this show with a friend or hear it again, just go to StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com, hit archive shows. It's under the drop down arrow. Are they on air? Click on air on the main page. There's a drop down that says archives. And you can listen to this show again. It'll be up in about 24 hours. You can also hear Dr. Sims' show, which comes on every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. right here on the East Coast. And it is Mrs. CC's Kitchen. Ms. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Ms. M.S. M.Z.
Thank you.
Whatever. Okay. Ms.
Ms. M.S. period.
That's what I said.
You said MSC, whatever it is.
MZ. Well, we get to say it.
Period.
Look here. Phonetically, Ms. MZ. Ms. Okay. MS. No,
you always got to say something different. But anyway, I'll let you slide on that one.
No, it's Ms. I'm about to give you a compliment.
That's coming from your house.
I'm about to give you a compliment, Ms. CC. Okay.
Yes, where is it?
It is a phenomenal show, folks, and you really should listen in on it. Okay. So listen, check it out. But it does get kind of hot. So,
hot.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Folks, y'all see what I have to deal with. Do you understand what I have to deal with?
Oh, you always picking and then you want to get that little crybaby.
I ain't no cry. Nobody's crying here. There's no crying in baseball. It don't
all
help.
Right. But anyway, I got the information about the minimum wage.
So. Okay, please. Yeah, share with
okay.
us.
Okay. West Virginia hadn't changed, but then I got a little confused because then it says all the states that do have minimum wage of $15, and I'll give them off to you, Rhode Island. And it says that Rhode Island minimum wage is $12, but then they said $15, and then it says it's $12. But West Virginia has not changed since it's scheduled to change to increase 2026, go figure.
2026. How much is it now?
It's from what I'm looking at, West Virginia is $8.75.
Woo, woo, woo. Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm looking at. And D.C. is $16.10.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what else? And then it says, oh, my goodness, Arizona is $12.80. Colorado is $12.56. Mm-hmm. Minnesota is $10.33.
Mm-hmm.
Montana is $9.20. New York, that high living place, is $13.20.
Yeah, it should be $26 there.
Yeah, it should be. Ohio, currently it's $9.30. South Dakota, currently, it is $9.75. Vermont, it is $12, but that's going to $12.55, but that's only going to be in effect until the 23rd. I mean, it's going into effect on the 23rd, so they have to wait till that time. Washington, current effect is $14.49. Alabama, currently, mm-hmm. it hasn't changed since 2009. It's at $7.25.
Yep. Okay. And I bet you Kentucky is right there. I guarantee
right
you.
Along with it, yes, sir.
See, this is what I'm talking yeah. about. Now, one of the most powerful senators in the country is Mitch McConnell. Kentucky is his state. Mm-hmm. That is his state. And these guys fight for all the wrong reasons. I would like to know, what is South Carolina? Does it tell you what South Carolina is?
I can look it up right now.
Yeah, please do that. But okay. Mitch McConnell, now, wealthier, I mean, he is wealthy. His wife is wealthy. He has passed things that are, that benefits his wife. Now, you know his wife is Chinese. I believe she's Chinese, okay? Mm-hmm. And she was on the she was head secretary of transportation, if I understand. And while she was there, Trump appointed her. While she was there, she made a ton of money for her family just because of who she was.
Mm.
Folks.
South Carolina is $7.25.
Hey, Lindsey Graham, you hear that? You're out there. You're all in Georgia. You're all up in Georgia's business now. You're from South Carolina, and you're all in Georgia, and you're trying to change the vote for Trump, okay? And your state, Mr. Graham, is $7 and what, Dr. Sim?
25 cents.
And 25 whole cents. Oh, my goodness. $7.25, Dan. I thought it was $7. My bad. So, but what the point that I'm getting at, And then also, Lindsey Graham, you're out there, you want to take women's rights away from them. And I'm going to get into that right now, folks. That's why you got to vote. Roe v. Wade. You know what? I'm going to dismantle this pro-life crowd here in just a few minutes. And it's going to take me about a couple of minutes to do that. These people are pro-life, right? Number one, today, we have three men on this panel and one woman. I wouldn't dare tell Dr. Sims what she should do with her body. Matter of fact, if I was stupid enough to do that, I wouldn't want to hear her rebuttal. I would not want to hear it. I would not want to hear it. Okay. I'd have to leave the room. She's laughing because she knows. And I know she don't cuss, but I know she doesn't curse, right? But Danny, what she's got to say will be equivalent of a cussing out without cussing. Okay, I already know, Dr.
You better get to China, because you better not stay in California. That's serious.
No, I'm serious about that. Now, and I mean this. I'm not trying to placate you or anything like that. What I am saying is, I don't have the right to tell you anyway.
Right.
I'm a man. I don't know, you know, how women feel inside, and I can't know. Don't want to know. Don't want to have a baby. Never had one. Okay? No, you have to understand, folks, people out here who want to tell other people to do with their lives, shame on you. Shame on you. You don't have the right to do that. And
so, William, can I give somewhat of a rebuttal, since you said it's a woman's body, and I do understand that. But I also know that people's consciousness for life is at an all-time low. And I really believe those who had ancestry or volatile rapes and things like that who conceived during that time, I understand that part, okay? But a life is a life, and I understand that. But I'm talking about these jokers that women, men, who are going out here just having sex and getting pregnant, and the easy thing to do is to eliminate the child.